The last time we had a chance to learn Rambam together, we began to explore Nevuah with the Rambam. Over the last couple of days, I actually started reading a fictional account, historical fiction, of the rise and fall of Shabtai Tzvi, written by Avner Gold a number of years ago. And it brings you back into that era, into the passions, into the way in which he was so incredibly...
persuasive.
Yes, incredibly persuasive. Irrationally persuasive, and people were swept up, and the mob psychology that came with it. And that feeds back into the Rambam's point that knowing about Nevuah is actually incredibly important. That was one of the particularly dramatic moments. It's going to be important in all sorts of less dramatic ways also. So last time we began with the Rambam to explore Nevuah, and he said to understand and appreciate why Nevuah is important. Mentioned last time that some of the elements of his discussion of Nevuah will be relevant more broadly to thinking about different flavors of spirituality, and figuring out what's authentic and what's genuine and what's real. So Rambam says, to appreciate the significance, the importance of Nevuah, and the way it's so fundamental to understanding Yahdus, so we need to understand first, how do you certify who's a Navi? And in turn, to appreciate how you certify who's a Navi, we need to first explore the possible presentations. That's what we saw last time. The Rambam spoke about four possible tainus, almost like Bava Basra, four possible tainus of Nevuah. A Jew comes and presents himself as ostensibly a Navi, and here is his message. So Rambam had said, the first thing we're going to take a look at, before we look at his personal eligibility, before we look at the way in which we test and experiment, the litmus test to figure out if, in fact, he's a valid Navi, the first thing you take a look at is what's he even saying? What's the content of his message? Rambam had said there are four categories. Three are automatically unacceptable. The fourth one may be accurate. The first one was a fellow speaks in the name of Avodah Zarah. He claims that Avodah Zarah spoke to him. Category number two, he claims that Hashem spoke to him and told him that he or we should worship Avodah Zarah. Both of those are categorized as misnabe b'shem Avodah Zarah. One is literally in the name of the Avodah Zarah. The other one is in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Avodah Zarah. Those are both psukim in Parshas Re'eh. We reject it automatically. I should mention that he stresses on page Lamed, Dira Masa Achelik Hasheni, he points out the fellow may do very impressive nisim, and we don't care. And the Chumash says it. Lo nishel tana. So we're not going to pay attention to his claim of Nevuah. We're not going to seek an oath. It's a capital crime. He's a Navi Sheker. Afilu yasa mofsim eshelo shaman riflaim ahem l'kayim zos ha'tayna. He may indeed come and do incredible nisim. They're very impressive. And, right? Maybe he'll walk on water. Maybe he'll play magical games with the fish and loaves. Maybe. And the Chumash predicted that. Kadosh Baruch Hu told us about that in the Chumash almost 3,500 years ago. So that's exactly what the Chumash says. Sibas kim amosim, if indeed this fellow, this Navi Sheker, is performing Nisim, that's what the Pasuk says. Kim naseh shem lakeichem eschem. Pasuk in Re'eh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in advance, there may come a time when a fellow does incredible Nisim, and yet you look at the content of his Nevuah, and he's a Navi for Avodah Zarah, Navi for Avodah Zarah, Navi without Avodah Zarah. So the Torah says, ignore the Nisim, he's a Navi Sheker, don't be scared, don't be drawn by him. Eidus HaSeichel HaMachziv Ta'anaso Chazakome Eidus HaAyin HaRo'eh Mofiso. We are rationally, logically convinced that he is the Sheker of Achazov, and that we're going to put ahead of the impressive show that he's putting on. And Rama says, we reject the Vazar as irrational. We reject polytheism as irrational. We reject paganism as irrational. The fellow comes and says that there are multiple gods and one of them spoke to him, or the supreme god told us to worship a star or Jupiter or this or that. We reject it. Or, category three, the fellow comes and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me. It's all about Judaism, but God told me we're adapting Judaism a little bit. There's a mod. There's a new update that you should download. And that's what the Navi says. That's category three of the four categories of Tainus Nevuah. And that too, we reject absolutely. As we said, it doesn't matter, he says, whether he says the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to change it in the Chumash, or Kadosh Baruch Hu said to change it in the Torah Shavah Peh, it doesn't matter. The Chelek Hasheni, finally take a look inside, on page Lamed Aleph. What's category number four? The category that is potentially acceptable. In the middle of page Lamed Aleph, the Chelek Hasheni, Sheyikra Lashem Vizarez Al Taroso. Fellow shows up, he's calling us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's being mizariz us to keep the Torah. And he's reinforcing we need to keep Torah mitzvahs without suggesting any changes or adaptations. He's not adding, he's not subtracting. As their chosem, their closer, I mean the closer of all Nevi'im. The last Nevi'im that appears in the Tanakh, is Malachi. At the very end of Malachi, the very end of Sefer Treyasar, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi, Sher Tzivisa Oso B'Chorev Chukim Mishpatim. Malachi signs off by saying, remember Torah Moshe. That compresses into a single sentence the core message of all the Nevi'im. He then goes on to say, this is at the end of what if you haven't learned Treyasar recently, we think of this as the end of the Haftarah Shabbos Hagadol. Shabbos Hagadol is drawn from the end of Malachi. He says, Zichr Torah Moshe Avdi, Shativisa So B'Chorev, remember the Torah that I taught to you through Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. And then he says, Hine Enochi Shaleach Lachem as Eliyahu Navi. I'm going to send you Eliyahu Lefnei Bo Yom HaShem Hagadol V'Anora. Before Mashiach comes, I'm going to send Eliyahu. Meaning, Malachi is basically saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu is signing off. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that he's putting a pause on Nevuah. And the next time you hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Nevuah, it's going to be Eliyahu HaNavi in advance of Bias Mashiach. That's the source, or one of the sources anyhow, that the idea that we have, that Eliyahu is going to come in shortly in advance of Bias Mashiach to herald the coming, to let us know that Mashiach is on the way. That's based on that closing pasuk. The final messages of Malachi. To review, Zichr Toras Moshe Avdi, and you're going to have to hold tight until the next Navi, until Eliyahu HaNavi. So it says, that's what we expect here throughout the period of Nevuah. The Yid Tovos Mishri Kaima. And he will pray the Nevi. So what are Nevi'im doing? Number one, they'll encourage us to keep the Torah. A. B, they may speak about Schar V'Yonesh. Yid Tovos Mishri Kaima, Omesh Mishri Yavorle. Kemosha Asu, Yishaya, Yirmiya, Yecheska, Vezulasam. Those three Nevi'im, most famously, and many others as well, spoke about the unimaginable schar for one who lives properly, one who is omid b'nisayon, one who practices self-control, b'nam l'chaver, b'nam l'nakam, and the onesh for one who does not. And then, what else might a Navi potentially do? Number three. V'yitzaveh b'tzivuyim v'yazir b'azaroz b'dvarim she'ena min haTorah. He also might have other instructions for us, do's or don'ts, tzivuyim azaros, for that which is not in the Torah. Go to war with the following town. Go to war with the following nation. Like Shmuel tells Shaul, go to war against Amalek. Or Yazim Milarov. May say, don't. Elisha told Yoram, don't start up with Chazal's armies. Kanoda. If you know your Tanakh, that will sound familiar. Yeshaya says not to reroute the water within the walls of Yerushalayim, even though that sounds like a good idea from a security standpoint, because if you reroute the water sources into to flow into Yerushalayim, so then even if there's a siege, you still have access to water. Yishai says, Bakash Bo told me you shouldn't, so then you shouldn't. Yirmiyahu tells the Jews not to leave Yerushalayim. That hopefully sounds familiar from Tzom Gedaliah. That's at the end of the story of Tzom Gedaliah. After the assassination of Gedaliah, remember Yirmiyahu tells them, but don't leave Yerushalayim. They're going to escape down to Mitzrayim. Tells them not to leave, and they, Rachmal Tzom, reject him. In other words, he may just reinforce the Torah. He may speak about Schar V'Yonesh. He may talk about Halacha or Hashkafa. Or there may be a new independent rule not related to Halacha. Any of those three. Im Yitzad HaNavi Nevua, V'lo Yachay Sefo. So if a Navi shows up, fellow shows up, and claims Nevua, doesn't bring Avodah Zarah. V'lo Yosef Batar V'lo Yivre Mena. He doesn't add mitzvah, doesn't subtract mitzvah. He doesn't claim to be changed in the Halachic system. Al-Yofet Batar HaKastor Shepardim takes this fourth approach. Now, that doesn't prove anything, but that means at least that he's still in the running. We haven't yet rejected him. What he's saying might be Nevuah, or it might not. We're going to take still a skeptical eye, but skeptical but open. So, okay, maybe it's Nevuah, but now we have to test. Hashem says, on this time or so, another Rambam says, we'll get to the test in a moment, but first you should recognize, in terms of the role of a Navi in Halacha, if indeed, if what he says is plausible, and then we put him through, we run him through the gauntlet, we apply the litmus test, and indeed he passes, if we certify him as a Navi, so then at that point we throw the skepticism aside, and we actually have a chiyuv. Nischayev lekayem kol asher yitzaveh. At that point we're mechuyev, not just able to. Up until this point, someone says something inappropriate as a Navi, so then with, and Rambam stressed before, it's us to listen, us to pay attention, Navi HaShaker, we're going to dispense with him, give him back our punishment, we can't pay any attention. If he's plausible, let's test it, and if it turns out that he's certified, we certified, we're mechuyev to listen to everything. He davar katan or gadol, something small, something big, mishayav al davar mitzviyav chayiv nisa bidei shamayim. Wow. Mamar Hashem ba'overal tzivuyeh medin. That's what it says in the Chumash. That's what it says in the Chumash about commands given through Nevi'im. Anochi edrosh me'imo. That pasuk means, according to the pasuk, I will be doresh, meaning nisa b'dei shamayim. In lotus ameis ta'adasa, and if a Navi came and said something that sounded plausible, and then we tried testing him, and it turned out that he's not a Navi MS, as he claimed to be, you must b'chenet. So it's either or. The halacha is what to say about both. That's what Rav Shelah keeps stressing in his Ha'aras on this Hagama, that the Rambam keeps stressing that Nevuah is not sort of this like independent system, antinomian system that's like independent of halacha. This is not like contra legal, antinomian means you sort of, you don't follow the norms, you do your own thing. We don't see, Nevuah is not an alternative to halacha. Like you could keep mitzvahs and keep halacha and listen to the rabbis, or you could just go off into a forest and be spiritual. Not only like the fellow I told you about, who I met in Eretz Yisrael, who was convinced that the Nevi'im were all smoking, Eliyahu was at Rosem, and Yonah with his tikayim, and Moshe with his snap. Not only do we think that that's absurd, but we don't at all see the Nevi'im as these Jewishly antinomian figures. They weren't running against the norms. They were often running against the cultural norms. You open up Sefer Melachim, Eliyahu is very countercultural. But that's because the culture, sadly at the time, the dominant culture in Eretz Yisrael was a culture of Avodah Zarah. You go to the Jewish Museum, go south a couple of miles, go to the Jewish Museum. So they will show you plenty of displays of Avodah Zarah that date back to the Bais Rishon period. And it is certainly true that there was, open a Tanakh, we're very clear about the fact that there were times when many, if not most Jews, were enmeshed in Avodah Zarah. That wasn't authentic Judaism. The Jewish Museum, unfortunately, is not under Orthodox auspices. that they use it to push a narrative of, you see how Judaism evolved. No, that wasn't Judaism. It's always been true throughout human history that people do the right thing, that people do the wrong thing. So it is true that a very common Yetzer Hara in the Bayis Rishon period was Avodah Zarah. You learn in the Nevi'im Rishonim, you learn in the Nevi'im Acharonim. It's very, very clear. So Klal Yisrael was gripped by a non-halachic, anti-halachic, anti-Jewish, a non-authentic folk Jewish culture that was pagan and wrapped up in the Avodah Zarah. Yeah, Eliyahu was countercultural. But he wasn't countercultural to the culture of Torah. That's what the Rambam is stressing. This isn't like an alternative spirituality, a counterculture that's independent of, anti or even perpendicular or orthogonal to the halachic legal system. It's part and parcel. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave us the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who communicates with us through other legitimate Nevi'im as well, and they fit into the halachic system. If a fellow turns out to be Navi Sheker, halacha has what to say. Halacha encompasses that, and he's not in charge. Mises Bezin. If the Navi turns out to be Navi Emes, halacha will say about that. We are required to listen to him. We're not Shomei on Navi. Mises B'dei Shamayim. It says the Navi is part and parcel. Yecheskel and Yirmiyahu and Yeshaya and Micha and Safanya and Chavakuk and Eliyahu and Elisha. These people were all, as the Rama being stressed, as we mentioned the other day, that many of them are on the chain of Masorah that the Rambam lists at the beginning of the Mishnah Torah. The 40 links in the chain from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravina and Ravashi, many of those links are Nevi'im. The very opposite of antinomian. They were Bali Masorah as well as being Nevi'im. The Rambam says, that's the Rambam is stressing. Authentic, all flavors of authentic, now to expand it, all flavors of authentic Jewish spirituality are going to be part and parcel of this system of Torah mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Remember we saw in the Seal Sisharim, he had expanded on the Gemara says, that Barasi Yetzahar, Barasi Tara Tav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gora Kiddush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I created the Yetzahara, and I created the Torah as an antidote to Yetzahara. So then Mesil Sharm had expanded, why did I got to phrase that way? It's stressing that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I created the Torah, I created the Yetzahara, and I created the Torah as a Talmud. To say, Torah is a Talmud to Yetzahara. So Rav Chalat stressed, no. The point is, I might think, okay, Torah is one approach, but there are other approaches to overwhelm the Yetzahara. To translate that, there are other approaches to live a spiritual life. There are other modes to spiritual greatness. So, the Gemara is stressing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only creator of the universe. Everything is from Him, including us, physically and psychologically and spiritually. We are entirely brios of the one and only Bori Olam. And He told us, He's the Yotzar Baruch Hoshe, He's the Oseh Shalom Vara, He created everything, and He's telling us, I gave you a gift. You want to live an elevated life? You want to live a spiritual life? The way is through the Torah that I gave you. The Torah that I gave you has many, many mitzvahs. And different mitzvahs may speak to different people. Absolutely. And there may be 12, 13 different sha'arim to Avodas Hashem. But it's all different flavors of how a Jew goes about actualizing the Torah, the Tariq Mitzvah, the Shema Ahu gave us. That's the point that I'm making here as well. Spirituality is part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And then he goes on to say, well, so what is the text? If it's not Nisan, and we're not just going to go for spiritual experiences outside of thinking things through. So just because I feel spiritually high when I'm with this person, I don't even mean chemically, I just mean I feel like so elevated. That itself is not a problem, per se. It's not a psul, but it's also not a machshir. Just because he's very impressive, he's very charismatic, or he does mamish nisim, either one, that alone is not a reason to be drawn to someone. Not necessarily a psul, but certainly not but machshir. So what is? He says, how do I know if someone is enough? Ibus tainus amenu. Let's see one more parent. How do we indeed, now that they say, look, this fellow said something that's reasonable, that could be nevuah. He says, she yimitan ish nevuah lefanim. A fellow comes to claim his nevuah. Al derech shevi arnu. The way that we explain meaning, number one, that what he says is category four. Number two, yeroyla. He's a person who's eligible for nevuah. He's a person who might really be a Navi based on what we know. He's the Amshei HaChachva, the Hayira, the Aprishus, the Asecha, the Tuva Minas Kulan. He strikes you as a real Talmud Chacham. And he's someone who lives a life of great Yir Shamayim, a very elevated life, a life of Prishus, and Seichel and Tuva Minas. He's a really smart fellow. And he's a person of extraordinary Midos. In Arav Dom Machsham Tzvakas. Before you, he's saying things which are reasonable, and he's taka a truly, not charismatic, truly impressive person, a real Talmud Chacham, a really humble person, with real midos, and he's bright, and he cares deeply about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. And he's not seeking his own kavod. Because after all, it says that. So the Gemara tells us, you'll notice the Rambam seems to understand, he didn't say anything about wealth or physical strength, probably because he understood that Gemara. Nevuah is only if you're a Chacham, Gibra, and Usher. It sounds like Rambam understood that that is what this week's Parak is talking about. The opening mission of Parak Dalet, Ezehu Usher, Samech Bechelko, Ezehu Gibra, Kovu, Shezitzro, Ezehu Chacham, Alom, Mikal Adam. Rambam may have understood that that's the definition for this. And we don't mean the Gemara, where's this Gemara? They tell you it's a Gemara in Shabbos and in Darim, footnote 28. The Gemara didn't mean you have to have a lot of money to be a Navi. The Gemara meant you have to be a Samech Bechelko. Okay? So Ram says, what he says is plausible. And he is an eligible person. It's plausible that he is a Navi. Pratim Rad, then the fascinating, famous line that scholars discuss, for the scholarly among us, he says, Pratim Rav Bezeh Inyin, Yevshar Atala Kifon Darbalayim. There are many more details about the eligibility of a Navi, which I don't have time to encompass and discuss thoroughly now. Lahavi Raikal Echad Mehem Bilashonos Miluk Kitzviya Kodesh Vidivra Chachamim. I don't have the time, the space here to bring you right from Tanakh and Chazal to all the details about Navi eligibility. And here's the line that has attracted some discussion. It would be a good idea to write a separate sefer just about Nevuah. It would make sense to write a freestanding sefer about Nevuah. It sort of drops that. There's some discussion about where exactly the sefer is. Did he ever write such a freestanding sefer? Or did he ultimately decide to take what was going to be a freestanding sefer and incorporate it into a part of the Mor Nevuchim, incorporate it into the Mishnah Torah? But you see, he meant what he said, that this is an, if he felt it was an ikker, he was ready to work on it, he was ready to write a sefer on it. He says, Lamaisa, he's Roy Kohogan, and claims Nevuah. Here is top line on Lamed Beis. Here is the test. We don't ask for Nisim. He can make Nisim, it won't impress us. He cannot do Nisim, that won't worry us. No marlo, ya'ed lanu yi'utim ho de'enu ho da'os mashal limetcha Hashem. What we will say to him is, let's hear some predictions. You claim to be a Navi, and his initial Nevuah may not be a predictive one. As Ram was saying before, Nevuah could be Musar. It could remind you of Dinim. It could be inspiring you to live a better life. It could be specific commands. We'll say, that's fine, but we can't really talk until we hear some predictions, because that's your test. We say to him, tell us some of the predictions that Kadosh Baruch Hu told you about the future. V'yodia. And we'll wait for him to tell us. Now he may say, I haven't heard anything yet. So, okay. When you get what you think is Nevuah that predicts the future, come back to the Beis Din and let us know. And he may come back tomorrow. He may come back in a month. He may come back in 10 years. That's fine. Because any Navi other than Moshe Rabbeinu cannot actively evoke Nevuah. So whenever, if and when it comes, it comes. And then we'll say, if every single prediction that he makes comes out to be totally accurate, Neida mitas nevua. So that's the way to really know that what he's saying is the truth. If even the slightest detail of his prediction is off, is incorrect, neida shashiker. Then we know that he's a Navi Shaker. And he says, and where I get this from? A pasuk in the Chumash. Here's the language of the Psukim. In terms of this Bechina, talking about, this is a Bechina you can't chazer for. This is a Bechina you can't chazer for. What's the Bechina? The Chumash says we might be bothered. How do we know who's a Navi Emes, who's a Navi Sheker? How am I know? He looks very impressive. He sounds great. How do I know whether he's a Navi Emes, Navi Sheker? The answer is, Asher Yidaber Navi B'Shem Hashem V'lo Yeh. If the man speaks the name of God and it doesn't happen exactly as he predicts it, then you know he's a Navi Sheker. And then the Ram goes on to say, and don't think you get off so easy. Even if he does this once or twice and tells a very detailed prediction of the future, we write down all the details and then we wait. Whatever the prediction was for next week, for next month, for next year, we wait. And then Taka, every single detail checks off. That's great. Now let's do it again. Did it again. Second time is great. He says, even once or twice is not enough. Eli Yisha Eretz Leinu Talui Va'omeid is still in abeyance. After twice, maybe it's at least a Suffolk Navi. Ad Sheyamshich Litzdok B'chol Ma'ashi Odia Oso B'Shem Hashem. We need to see more than one or two times. He doesn't give a shir. Pam Acher Pam. But you need several times, several rounds of detailed predictions of the future with total accuracy at all scales of granularity. Even sort of, you know, drilling down to the tiny details that he said, every last detail, every last sneeze came true exactly, more than just once or twice, palm after palm, time and again. Then, at that point, he said, okay, you can predict, if you can do things that look like miracles, again, maybe he's just the Kanak Yankee king out of his court, and he's doing tricks. He knows a little more about astronomy than the rest of us, so he can predict what's going to be and make it look like he's doing Nisim. Maybe there's some engineering trick. Maybe he has some people in cahoots with him. They're helping him pull off his. The fellow walks into Shabtai Tzvi, and Shabtai Tzvi starts yelling at him. I heard you say X Y Z. He goes, ah, how do you know? Well, he knew because there was some beggar in the street who was really a spy, who overheard the conversation. Sometimes Nisim are not quite the Nisim they look. And sometimes they are. Maybe he does is accessing supernatural powers. I still don't care. If you can predict their future with total accuracy repeatedly, then at that point, so that's what a Navi is. Truth in predicting the future is the hallmark of a real Navi. And after you put it where the basin runs them through this test several times, at that point, we're going to say, okay, now we know you're a Navi, and now we are bound to listen to you. But not because you're in charge of Judaism. We're bound to listen to you because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that we're bound to listen to the Navi. We're bound by halacha to mechaber our parents. We're bound by halacha to show Ava to all Jews and to Gerim in particular. The Rambam had written that letter to Avayi Geir. And we're bound, as he ever said there, and we're bound by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to the Navi. Elav Tishmon. So one of them, it's Sator. Okay, so now that we've certified that you are a Navi, so we are HaKadosh, I'm not mechuyiv to you, I'm mechuyiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to you. And now we'll pick up Mitzvah next time. We'll pick up Mitzvah next time. He's going to explore a few things. He's going to talk some more about what the Nevi'im did. And before he really digs into that, he's going to have something very fascinating to say. We know there's an idea of I'll leave you with this question that we'll come to next time. So we know that the Gemara says that a nevuah ra'a is chozeres, but a nevuah tova is eino chozeres. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a good nevuah, even if we become rasham, we don't no longer deserve it. He's still going to keep it. But if a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a bad nevuah, so then it's al tanai. And if we do tshuva, it gets turned back. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a good nevuah, that's al kolpani. Interesting, right? We've heard that before. Bechlal, interesting, why is that the case? But moreover, he has a kash, which we'll pick up next time. There's a Jew in Chumash Bereishis who was very scared that the good Nevuah might not happen. Gemara Bracha says, Who's that Jew? Yaakov Avinu, right? Shema Yigra Machet, Rashi quotes it. And he's worried, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him before he left Eretz Yisrael for Beis Lavan, Ushmar Tichavach Sharchal Sher Teilech, he had Nevuah. That was probably the Nevuah of the Sulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take care of you. And now he's coming back to Esav, and he's frightened for his life. And Rashi and Chumash quotes in the Gemara and Brachas, he was worried, Shema Yigra Machet. Maybe I no longer deserve that good Nevuah because maybe I've been Chote. I spent so many years at Beis Lavan. Maybe I did Averis. Maybe I did Averis. And Nevuah Latova is never Choseris. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to keep you safe. And indeed, Kadosh Baruch Hu did keep him safe. He lives for many, many, many more decades safely. And he dies in his bed of old age with all of his children around him. That shouldn't be surprising. That was Nevuah. So why was Yaakov worried? What was he worried about? Did he not know the rule? The Nevuah Tov was Enoch Hazaris? Well, he did know the rule. But maybe there's more nuance. So Rambam is going to answer both those questions. If you understand why Nevuah Tov was Enoch Hazaris, based on the principles of Nevuah, which is going to work on next time, then we'll understand why it didn't apply to Yaakov Avinu, and that's why Yaakov was Taka worried. From there, he's going to talk about the impact of Navi, and then Mitzrayim will go from there. Hope you have time to then talk more about the next, proceed in the chronological frame to talk some more about, to talk some more further down when he gets to Reviu Anasi about the content of Mishnayis and specifically the content of Tarish Rapeh and the role of Drushas and the source of Machlokas. Coming attractions in the Rambam's Akdama LeMishnah.